With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. East Moline is reminding its residents about the dangers of lead in drinking water. That follows test results showing more than 10% of homes checked this year had elevated levels. Herb Trix reports.
A chemist at the city's water filtration plant, Brianna Huber, says tests showed East Moline water does not contain lead. So the most likely culprit is at individual homes.
You know, we have a lot of older homes in East Moline, and we know we probably have a lot of lead service lines, and so we just want residents to be aware if you have a lead service line or if you have older plumbing fixtures, there's the potential that they contain lead, and that lead can get into your water.
Lead service lines are common in homes built before 1986, so her suggestion for these homeowners is to have their water tested by a laboratory or hire a plumber to check the service line. I'm Herb Trix.
A Johnson County, Iowa judge says he'll decide next week how to proceed with the defendant's claim of immunity under Iowa's Stand Your Ground law. Lamar Wilson is accused of shooting three people in downtown Iowa City's pedestrian mall this past summer. He's claiming it was self-defense, and attorneys are debating what to do next. Wilson's attorneys say under the new Stand Your Ground law, the judge should decide if Wilson is immune from prosecution. Prosecutors say the new law does not allow for immunity. They say Wilson still has to go to trial, where a jury would consider the facts in the case. If a jury finds Wilson not guilty, prosecutors say the Stand Your Ground law is meant to protect him from further lawsuits. A Republican who wants to challenge Governor Bruce Rauner in next year's primary says Chicago is on its own in stopping gun violence. Dave McKinney reports.
Jeannie Ives is a conservative state representative from Wheaton. In an interview with WBEZ on Thursday, she associated Chicago's unrelenting homicide count with, quote, a cultural problem. She says the chaos in Chicago's most crime-prone neighborhoods is the result of too many absentee fathers.
Chicago has the Chicago problems. I can tell you the level of violence and the lack of education is not happening in many other poor communities and rural communities in the state of Illinois. They're not.
Ives says investing more state money in Chicago schools or imposing harsher gun restrictions will not address the root causes of violence. She's currently gathering petitions to run against Rauner in the March 20th Republican primary for governor. I'm Dave McKinney.
October was warmer and wetter than normal in the Quad Cities and eastern Iowa. Figures from the National Weather Service show average temperatures ranged from 2 degrees to 4 degrees above normal. In the Quad Cities, for example, the normal temperature for the month is 53. This year's average was 57.3. Precipitation in October ranged from 1 to 3.5 inches above normal for the month. The official total for the Quad Cities was 6.1 inches. That's nearly double the 3 inches we receive in a normal October here. Rainfall in Dubuque totaled 6.2 inches versus 3.5 inches in a normal year. The Quad City Mallards play two games this weekend, at home tonight against Indianapolis. Tomorrow night they'll be at Fort Wayne against the Comets. College football tomorrow, Augustana closes out the season on the road at Wheaton. St. Ambrose travels to Deerfield to play at Trinity International. One of the oldest rivalries in college football continues tomorrow when Monmouth hosts Knox. This will be the 129th game between the two, the winner taking home the Bronze Turkey Trophy. Monmouth now leads the long series that started in 1888, 64-50 over the Prairie Fire. University of Dubuque hosts Coe College. Illinois State will host Western Illinois. Illinois plays at Purdue, and Iowa hosts Ohio State. I'm Jay Pierce.